The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. The past few nights, we have been looking at some of those barriers, those mawani', those impeding forces that sometimes block us from achieving this desired identity. If there's a voice inside of me that basically is whispering to me in the heart of my hearts of my hearts, and somebody external from me, outside of me, doesn't even know me now, echoes those words, you would tell yourself, see, I knew it. I knew I was half an alim. I knew these lectures weren't good. I knew it. Baba, there were 17 other emails. No, but this guy really impacted me. After a while, it has nothing to do with them and everything to do with how you see yourself. I'll give you a very simple story. They say there was a monk on a canoe, paddles out to the middle of the lake. Okay? He's by himself, beautiful crisp morning, gets out there, and then he stops rowing. He puts his paddle inside the canoe, allows the canoe to kind of be taken by the water. He's sitting there now, his eyes are closing in, surrounded by nature, very serene environment, and it begins to kind of fall deep into his sort of nirvana, irfanic trance. His little moment of meditation, contemplation, this and that. He's in a very, very peaceful place, and just as he's about to really, really get deep into that peace, he gets hit by another canoe. And now the anger goes like this. Turn around to confront this canoe, and the canoe is empty. It's kind of undocked itself from the shore, and you know, the water kind of made its way, and it hit that canoe. And right away he had his nirvana moment. He had his irfanic moment. He realized the anger I feel is not in the canoe. It's empty. It was always inside of me. The canoe triggered it. The canoe bumped it. So I can yell and scream at the canoe, who is this, who's in charge here, where's the manager? Or I can turn inwards and say, it just took one empty canoe to rock my foundation. The I that I talked about 4 or 5 nights ago is the vehicle from me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The self that I am stuck with from now until I arrive on the day of judgment. Not the body, the self. And if I don't know the self now, God forbid halfway through the journey, I'm gonna collapse. And we've seen collapses happen. That's why they say one of the most important knowledges or sciences you can have is ilm al-nafs, knowing yourself. Huge topic. Oh my God, huge topic. But part of that is to know your triggers. Part of that is to know your trauma. Part of that is to know how am I going to react. Literally, somebody can start talking to me and I know what they're saying and I won't even let them finish the statement. Don't say it. If you have feedback for my lectures, I don't want to hear it. I'm not convinced myself. So I don't want anyone to reaffirm or confirm my own insecurities. In the process now, we become unjust to ourselves. We put all the weight on one individual. We don't put any weight to 12, 13 other comments. Remember, I talked about the power of thought. These are all connected now. Power of thought a couple of nights ago. I said, when you are convinced of a certain thought, the world now, your lens now, is looking to confirm that thought. If you're a failure, if you're bad at math, everything you go through either confirms that, or if it doesn't, then you say, oh, I got lucky. Doesn't mean anything. You downplay it. Surah Nisa talks about the idea, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kunu qawamina bilqist. O you who believe, be the qawamin, be the ones who upright, who establish, who maintain, who regulate what? This idea of justice. To the point where shuhada'a lillahi, you are witnesses for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning God sees you, others see you, and they're reminded of God. Walau ala anfusikum. Even against yourself, be justice. Be just. And we're not just to ourselves. We're either lax or we are excessive. That's why the Prophet says, you know, if you want to have a litmus test in terms of your spiritual development, the last person that you should consult is yourself. What a beautiful release. The last person to tell you how good you're doing in terms of God is you. That's why it's important to marry the right person, surround yourself with the right people. So they can sit there and say, look, you're going this way, let's bring you back. I can't do that. Either I'm too hard on myself, where every mistake I make, chalo bhai, jahannam, that's it. Confirmed. I'm a lost cause, Baba, you're 15 years old, man. You'll figure it out. You'll slip, you'll fall, you'll get back up, it's okay. Or I'm really, really, you know, I am my biggest cheerleader. No one like me at all. If no one gets into Jannat, I will for sure. If I'm not there, kya faida hai? It's empty Jannat, empty heaven. Oh. That's why when you look at the discussion in theology on Ma'ad, the Day of Judgment, they talk about this small court inside of you. A small sense of judgment inside of you. That's supposed to give you a glimpse of the major court or judgment on the Day of Judgment. Meaning what? Inside of us, we have a defendant, we have a judge, we have the jury, we have the lawyers. We become everything. We become the defendant, we become the judge, we become the jury, we defend ourselves, we cross-examine ourselves. All of that happens inside of us, do we not? This nafsil lawama, loam, yani this idea that regret, remorse, regret, I shouldn't have. That's all happening inside of us. That mini, mini court is there to give you a glimpse of the major court waiting for us on the Day of Judgment. The problem is that we're biased. We're not just. So examine, what are you scared of? What are you afraid of? The one person, the two people, the five people, the seven people of the hundreds you know might sit there and say, is it a good idea for you to start doing this? Is it smart for you to start wearing hijab? You might lose your job. In this economy, you have two small kids. Is it smart for you to start, you know, using your free time to volunteer at the center? You're 18, you have your whole life for that. Establish yourself, go to school, do your master's, right? Work on your business. The center will always be there. Or the other way, where we are convinced of something, 1,000 can tell us no. No, we are convinced of it. Those are internal dakhili discussions that are not easy. I mentioned this idea at Al-Mahdi. Janabi Hur, for a brief moment, climbed on his horse and rode a little bit away from the tents on the day of Ashura. Just wanted to be a little bit away from everybody. Give me some quiet and silence, let me figure things out. No external noise, just me, myself, and me. And when he was able now to get that moment, the result was what? That he went from la'natullah alayh to alayhi salam. Didn't he? He realized, what am I doing? What am I doing? The problem with people like me is that I'm a little bit afraid to find out what might come out. Right? And that's when I said, you know, in the first opening lectures, these are not comfortable conversations. We have to train ourselves to be a little bit uncomfortable. To sit in that discomfort, just a little bit. Knowing full well that you have to kind of view yourself as God views yourself. And that is that somebody who is forgiven. Somebody who's trying.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.